This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
Capricorn FM and Limbobo's hottest frequency. The best of lunchtime radio is definitely in a full swing on this Freaky Friday. And that means it's time for us to step into the Capricorn Adventure Motoring Experience, where we cruise into the weekend in style. And joining us on the line is our resident motoring journalist who is behind the wheel, Altate. I'm talking about Trishere Naidu. And this week he's been spending time with the Alfa Romeo's latest electric vehicle, the all-new Junior. He'll also be sharing his thoughts on a budget-friendly SUV that may just tickle your fancy. All right. And not forgetting the MG ZS Pro. We'll wrap things up with a helpful motoring tip of the week and a Friday hot jam to kickstart the weekend. He's on the line right now. Good afternoon, Trishere, and welcome back. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, King Bash. I'm fantastic, in yourself?
Blessed as always, Trishere. Now, let's get straight into it, right? Tell us a bit about the Alfa Romeo Junior. What stood out for you in terms of, you know, the design and the overall premium feel of the Junior?
Well, I must admit, at first glance, this thing is quite a look. It's very futuristic, I must add that note. And, I mean, this is Alfa Romeo's first ever EV, so apart from its design, it's very compact. It's a B-segment SUV. They call it, the full name is the Junior Electrica Veloce. I'm not sure if I pronounced that right, but it's a nice name. And front-end-wise, it looks quite futuristic. As I said, they blend a lot of heritage elements, like the Scudetto grille, a V-shaped grille. It's been around for decades, of course. Iconic Alfa, stunning 20-inch wheels wrapped in Michelin tires, and just very low profiles as well. I mean, you've got to be very careful with the curbs as well. I mean, you don't want to scuff those wheels, but very timeless. And it has a coupe roofline kind of vibe. Obviously, it does sacrifice a bit of space in that department. It's not as roomy as you'd expect. But, I mean, it looks the part, eh? It looks quite cool. Very futuristic.
Wow. Sounds very, very interesting. And with that said, let's step inside for a bit, Trishere. How does the cabin experience, you know, compare with other EV rivals in the segment?
So in terms of the cabin, it's already going to set your heart racing, especially when it comes to the price of R1 million. But I do like that the fact that there's buttons to press. As many EVs like the Volvo X30 and Mini Aceman, there's not much button press. In this cabin, it's very simplistic. You got racing seats. It's very driver, you know, focused, and it's executed quite well. I do like the way it is snug, it hugs you, the seats hug you. You feel very, very connected with the car, and I like that. But the spacing is where it actually falls short. So 400 liters of boot space, definitely you gotta factor that in. And of course, rival-wise, the Volvo X30 has a lot more room. But I think if you want something a bit more edgier, a bit more cooler, and it's not going to really make you confused, then this might be it.
All right. Now, you know, out on the road, can one say the Italian mark has managed to, you know, inject passion and character into this EV?
I'll put it this way. Out of all EVs I've driven in the last couple of years, yeah, I must admit, this was one of the EVs that actually had some sense of, so I don't know how they managed to throw that in, but the way it connects with you as a driver car, it's quite cool. Yes, it's electric. You're getting about 207 kilowatts, 345 newton meters of torque. It's quite sprightly under the foot. And the way it handles itself in corners, and it's very agile and very dynamic and very, it's almost as if you just want to keep pushing this car around, and the 50-50 weight distribution is quite excellent. But of course, the dreaded price tag of R1 million is a bit of a tug and war within my heart for this.
All right, now let's shift gears, you know, to the MG ZS Pro. What did you get up to with this budget SUV?
I quite liked it. It was a bit more easy, a bit more, you know, low, come down to earth moment kind of vibe, but very cool in this competitive segment. It has its rivals like the Volkswagen T-Cross, Haval Julian Pro, and Chery Tiggo Cross, as well as the Toyota Corolla Cross. But where does it stand? Well, it's different. It is Chinese, definitely British-owned with Psyche Motor. So you got that. And I think it has a nice amount of kit to it, and it's under $400,000. It tops a lot of the other rivals in terms of its pricing and features. And driving it, it's not bad. It has a 1.5-liter turbocharged motor with a CVT gearbox, but it goes quite nicely for what it is. And of course, yes, if you want to be a bit different and go for something that looks a bit more premium, looks quite nicer, they have taken design cues from European rivals. But if you want something that's a bit different, then maybe it might be your cup of tea, and just keep going a 70 or 200,000 kilometer warranty. So here's that.
Now, with that said, I mean, with pricing becoming increasingly important for consumers, would you say that, you know, the ZS Pro, you know, it hits that sweet spot in terms of value?
I believe so. I think it does, actually. I think in this market, you've got so many choices to choose from as the consumer that it can feel quite overwhelming. So I do say test all the rivals that I've mentioned before. Test a lot of them out. You know, go, you know, don't just call my word. Go have a look at what works well for you. But I think it makes its own case quite well. Under 400 grand, you've got a good amount of tech features. So there's where it maybe makes a case.
All right. And I need to tell my adventure family, you know, just a side note, that you are, as my adventure family allowed, you know, to DM Prince Sherman at Wheels and Journeys, especially on Instagram, for objective car advice with many, you know, new car brands entering the market. Prince Sherman is always happy to help motorists make informed decisions. Now, Prince Sherman, before, you know, we let you go, what's your motoring tip of the week and your hot jam to kickstart the weekend?
All right, thank you, King Bash. So as temperatures begin dropping ahead of winter, motorists should check their tire pressures regularly. Cold weather can cause tire pressure to drop, which affects fuel consumption, tire wear, and overall safety. And we're going to end up with a classic Alia back and forth.
Most definitely. And you are back again, I'm pretty sure, next week Friday. Thank you so, so much. May you have yourself a fantastic weekend ahead.
Have a blessed one to yourself, King Bash, and the listeners out there. Cheers.
Cheers, Sam. And that was Prashovin Naidu on the Capricorn Motoring Experience. Catch him on Friday and next week. And also catch him on the socials, as I mentioned before, at Wheels and Journeys across social media platforms.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.